Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today we're going to look at two of Kilkenny City's oldest churches, that is the Black Abbey and St. Francis's Abbey. And we start by talking about the Black Abbey. The Black Abbey derives its adjective from the black robes worn by the Dominican friars over the white domestic habit on formal occasions. The Abbey was built in 1225 by William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke, son of the first William Marshall, who died in 1219, and was the third house of the Dominican order to be founded in Ireland, the first two having been founded in Dublin and Drogheda. In 1274, Gilbert de Clare, Earl of Gloucester, granted Dominicans permission to have their corn ground in his mill on the banks of the Brega west of the Abbey, hence also the name Black Mill Street. For the next 300 years, the Black Abbey was renowned not only as a noble religious foundation, but also an important centre of learning. Many of the senior members of the order had studied at the great universities of medieval Europe, and in addition to aspirants for the priesthood, lay students who wished to devote themselves to learning came to seek instruction, so the Abbey was virtually a college as well as a religious house. Provincial chapters, that is, conferences of the order, were held there on many occasions. In 1543, the prior, Father Peter Cantwell, was evicted by Henry VIII's commissioners, and the abbey and adjacent buildings were handed over to the sovereign and burgesses of the city. The church itself was turned into a courthouse, and some of the friars who tried to carry on their work among the people were actually tried and sentenced there, the high altar being used as a judge's bench. For a short while after the accession of James I in 1603, and again between 1643 and 1650, during the periods of the Confederate Parliament, the abbey was restored to the Dominicans. But after the surrender of the city to Cromwell, it suffered the same fate as the Cathedral of St. Canice. The roof was stripped off, the stained glass and statues were destroyed, and the great bell for the reached being cast for the abbey was carried away. The building remained in ruins for more than 100 years, but the Dominicans continued their association with Kilkenny as parish priests. Towards the end of the 18th century, Father Michael Vincent Mead succeeded in renting the abbey ruins, but was moved from Kilkenny before he could take any further action. His plans were, however, carried out under the auspices of Father Carberry, Father Lawrence Shaw, Father Patrick Moore and Father John Prendergast, and in 1816 Mass was celebrated once more in the Abbey Church. After 1840, the Dominicans were able to re-establish their community and further restoration of the building was undertaken in 1894. On entering the Abbey gate, visitors will see on the left of the path some stone coffins and grave slabs. Two of these bear the names Richard de Sardelon and Walter Clue, and two orders of coat of arms, which is believed to be that of the Courtney family of Devon. When the traditional resting place of William Marshall the Younger, who died in 1231, was excavated, a 13th century coffin containing a skeleton of exceptional height was discovered, and it is widely believed that this was the remains of the founder. The church, which was originally cruciform, now has only one transept on the north side. The fine perpendicular tower was erected in 1507, and has an unusually graceful design for its parapet and pinnacles. The donors were James Shortley and his wife Catherine White, who are commemorated by an inscription at the base of the north pier of the chancel arch. The great bell removed in 1650 was found and restored to its rightful place in 1925. The 13th century walls have been considerably restored, but the stonework of the beautiful 14th century east window has nearly all been preserved. The stained glass is modern. Another perpendicular window would be seen in the transept. During the restoration work, a very fine piece of alabaster sculpture dated 1264 was discovered bricked up in a wall and was placed in a niche in the north transept. The subject is a symbolic representation of the Holy Trinity to whom the church is dedicated. Another noted example of Irish medieval sculpture which has survived is the statue of St. Catherine of Alexandria holding a shield. There are also two wooden statues, one representing Our Lady, which is believed to be of Flemish work, and the other St. Dominic, which is carved from Irish oak. The latter, however, did not escape Cromwell's soldiers in 1650 and is mutilated. The stone well house at St. Cancer's Wells, which supplied the Abbey with water, may be seen in Kenny's Well Street, west of Black Mill Street. In the 13th century, the Bishop of Oster gave to the Dominicans a charter allowing them to draw off water in a conduit, provided that its diameter could not exceed that in the Episcopal ring. Now we're going to look at another church that unfortunately is no longer in use, which is that of the Franciscan Abbey. The Franciscan Abbey of the Grey Friars was founded in 1234 by Richard, second son of William Marshall the Elder, who succeeded his brother William as Earl of Pembroke in 1231. It soon became an important community, a provincial chapter house being held here in 1267. The high altar of Kilkenny marble and in the Abbey Church is famous throughout Ireland. This and all its other treasures were carried away or destroyed at the dissolution, and the Abbey was allowed to fall into ruins. The building itself is located in the angle formed by the River Brega to the north and the River Nore to the east. For much of its current history, it was in the precincts of the former Smithick's Brewery. The only parts of the fire which survive are the chancel, which is being extended in the 1320s, and the central tower, which was added circa 1340, though it was not completed until the 15th century. A chapel or sacristy and some remains of the domestic buildings of the fire were situated to the south of the church. The sacristy was restored with some controversy as an oratory by Smithick's. After the dissolution, the friary fell into disrepair, although in the early 17th century, Mass was being celebrated there. In roughly 1700, the cloister south of the friary was taken down to erect a barracks, referred to as the Horse Barracks. In the 18th century, the chancel was used as a ball court. Some repair work was carried out on the tower and the chancel circa 1870 by the Board of Works and again in 1889, at which later date the site became a national monument. Excavations carried out in 1969 revealed the presence of a large transept and an island in the nave on the north side of the church. St. Francis Well was a large spring or pool located around 45 metres northeast of the friary. The water from the well was piped and channeled into the workshops of the friary and then by a different channel carried all the sewage to the river. Ledwidge in 1804 wrote that this enclosed well was famous for its miraculous cures. Hogan, writing in 1816, says that it's now frequently used for bathing. The well in its presence under the former brewery buildings has presumably been blocked up.